Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday. That was a quick hello, wasn't it? Hello, happy Monday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. And of course, tonight from 10 p.m. Anyway, more on that later. We begin the podcast with, of course, the Merseyside Derby, or the MD, as some people call it. And clippity-clops Liverpool, beating Frank Lampard to Everton at Anfield. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
And there was Origi to knock home from point-blank range and surely now win this game for Liverpool and break the hearts of Evertonians.
He's a world-class striker, so he's our best finisher, definitely. He always was, and everybody would say the same. When you see him doing these kind of things in training, and then he's not a squad because of the quality of the other players, so it's really hard. I can imagine today again, other players weren't in the squad, they're in a really good shape. There are really hard decisions to make. Everybody loves Div, and rightly so, and it was again very decisive, and I'm very, very happy for him. Ring a ding ding ding, I'm
going down. Well, it's a penalty in the second half for me. I don't think you get them here, and I think probably if that's Mo Salah at the other end, I think he gets the penalty. And I'm not being trying to create conflict there, I just think it's a reality of football sometimes. Maybe I played at clubs sometimes that were top 8 reaches of the league and the crowd behind them, and you do it, you get them or you don't. For me, for sure, that was a penalty, the second one on Anthony, and it's a foul. It's a clear foul, but you don't get them here.
Listen, it's a huge story. Everton, their wage bill, their financial problems, the fact they've got Frank Lampard as manager. If they were to go down into the Championship, I would argue perhaps that would be the biggest upset in terms of teams being relegated in the Premier League era.
And Sean Dyche's Burnley have incredibly jumped out of the relegation zone after beating Wolves at Turf Moor.
All over, Burnley win 1-0 against Wolves, and all of the players gathering in the centre circle, a massive huddle of celebration. Wout Weghorst, who set up the goal, has fallen to the ground in the penalty area.
Yeah, great atmosphere, great showing from the players, the character they showed again, third game in a week. They've had to go to the well there, they've had to dig, but there was some good, again, some really strong performances in it. I'm just delighted for everybody involved, the group of players, the way they've come together, all the staff. And then adding to that with the crowd, the response that they've given us and kept us going, it's been a good week. But listen, we just need to keep going. Don't come off stuff. Keep trying to improve. Keep trying to get better.
On now to one of the other matches in the Premier League, where Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea enhanced, good word, their top four chances with a win just about against London rivals West Ham.
Substitute Christian Pulisic did Jorginho a huge favour, though, side-footing home an excellent cross from Marcus Alonso down the left-hand side to give Thomas Tuchel's side all 3 points, and you would think seal them third place and Champions League football next season.
Yeah, not yet, no. I only believe in sealing things when they're really sealed and there's no other things can happen because it's Premier League and we don't think so much. I honestly never know how many points we have. I never know how many points the other have, so the focus will never shift. The focus is always on the next match, and it's Manchester United.
For West Ham, though, they needed to bring on Rice, Bowen and Lanzini, but really their attention was focused on their huge Europa League semi-final first leg against Eintracht Frankfurt on Thursday. It's finished here at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea 1, West Ham 0.
Well, it's difficult at the moment because I'm a manager who's just lost a game, and I'm suddenly not overly excited about the game. I'm more disappointed because I've just lost a point from a game, possibly. So I'm disappointed with that. But overall, we know exactly what it means. We know what we want to do. We've got a chance of reaching a major cup final. And I think we've got a good team, and I think we've got a good group of players, and the squad looked as if they're all together today. So hopefully we can try and make it happen.
Terrific game this one, for one that meant absolutely nothing. Brighton 2, Southampton 2.
Lots to be positive today. I thought the performance was good. The crowd responded really well. That's 41 points, like you say. It's the most we've ever had in the Premier League. We've got 4 games to get more. Third game in a week, the performance was spirited, some quality there as well, so whilst we're frustrated not to get 3, we're okay.
Cucurella thought it'd be a really good idea just outside the penalty area to bring down Nathan Teller. Maybe no one has told him since he arrived in England that James Ward-Prowse treats free kicks from 25 yards out like penalties.
When he keeps on going what he does in a moment, then he will be the best forever in the Premier League who scores the goals, I think, from free kicks, and I'm sure that he will achieve this.
It's a nice, you know, another nice moment to add to the collection. Slightly different to the ones that I've taken before, but more importantly, it came at a good time for us in the match and got us back into the game and into the ascendancy.
On now to boxing, and of course on Saturday night, Tyson Fury retained the heavyweight title after beating Dillian White at Wembley Stadium. Blimey, who would have suggested that? Oh yeah, it was me every single day last week. Anyway, the fight was live and exclusive on TalkSport, obviously. Afterwards, Tyson Fury confirmed he intends to retire from the sport. So does he really mean it? Here's TalkSport's commentator Andy Clark with the answer. Obviously, the answer, of course, is yes. Unless a massive offer comes in, then, of course, the answer is no.
And that is the key for the referee to call the fight over. Medieval uppercut from Tyson Fury.
Oh, he definitely does mean it. And I think, as he's been saying it this week and as he said it last night, he's telling us the truth.
I'm 34 in a few months. I said the Wilder 3 fight would be my last fight, but I believed I owed the fans one last showdown. To do it here at Wembley was phenomenal, but I say this is definitely end for the Gypsy King. Lived up with a bang.
That doesn't mean that the truth can't change,
good
though,
point.
Because in boxing, we've seen fighters retire and unretire loads of times. Yeah. I think the reason it happens in boxing more than any other sport is because they fight infrequently. Sometimes when they get to the end of one training camp, one fight, one titanic Herculean effort throughout that whole kind of 3-4 month period, they do think to themselves, God, I can't do this again.
Yeah.
You know,
I've done
this enough now. And then once they've rested and healed up a little bit, and then they miss it, and they're looking at the sport, and there's maybe another big fight that's being made, and they're not part of it. And then a huge money offer comes in as well. It's not about that for him. It's about the history.
This is the end.
What's tonight now?
Hold your breath and count to 10.
But the history is there for the making, because Undisputed is still something that could very much happen if he fought the winner of Usyk against Joshua. I think he'll find it too hard to resist.
You know what's about to come. Wherever you are in the world, listen to this on TalkSport.
On now to Manchester United, or should that be Manchester Disunited? That doesn't mean anything. Former Premier League striker Tony Cascarino raising his concerns now about the unity at Old Trafford and questioning where they would be without Ronaldo this season, which of course is one of the most stupid questions you can ever ask yourself. A little bit like, where would Barcelona be without Messi? Well, of course you can Google that one yourself because they don't have him anymore. Anyway, here's Tony.
They've got 4 games left and they've got 54 points. Their worst ever return is 64. So they've got to get 10 points in the next 4 games, which is hard to see. So they would be factually the worst United team in the history of the Premier League. Factually, they are in danger of having that. And with one of the greatest players that's ever played the game in their side. And he's been their best player. So think of if Ronaldo wasn't there. how bad they would have been.
It dropped to him perfectly and left-footed. He cracked it with venom past De Gea. And it's Arsenal 3, Manchester United 1.
I mean, Jesse Lingard and Paul Scholes spoke about it, about, you know, the dressing room's not right. Well, I think that's quite clear. And why would it be right, by the way? Because when you lose games, Nat, and you lose a lot of them quite regularly, there's going to be relationships being severed in the dressing room, without a doubt. Post-match, you know, what's said by some of the players, I think is quite revealing.
Yes.
Fernandes has said a couple of things. Yeah. Maguire said some things earlier on in the season. I think Luke Shaw as well has done it. You know, so there's a number of players who are alluding to some of the things that are not right without actually saying it.
We've heard some people talk about the turnaround, about, yeah, 13 players out, 14 players in, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
But who... Pogba's gone, we know that. But who would the...
Did you see his tweet, by the way, Pogba?
I know, yeah.
Somebody from his PR company has basically sent him a message saying, put out something like this.
Copy and paste.
Too late to start playing the good guy, OK? Because his Manchester United career has been a write-off. It was a write-off when he was there first time round because Sir Alex thought he was a big-time Charlie. They brought him back to the club and he's proved Sir Alex right. £90 million down the drain. Good riddance.
Time now for Danny Kelly and the gang on the Trans-Europe Express, looking back at PSG winning the French title. They didn't, did they? There's a surprise to everyone.
It's quite a sort of funereal procession because the fans didn't celebrate it with the players, and they made it clear before the game they wouldn't celebrate it with the players. They said that they would celebrate it outside because the only people who have honoured the colours of our club this season are us. That was the statement from the Paris Ultras collective. Then you have various booing during the game. You have a very tepid atmosphere. The fans, or the ultras, still sort of on strike.
Making it the first league title at Maurizio Pochettino's so far excellent career has yielded, and we're told that all being well, he'll be shown the door tomorrow morning.
The situation kind of accelerated during the week in that when he had his press conference, Maurizio Pochettino, for the first time, talked about the disappointment of the Champions League and what it meant to the club. So whereas before it had been their Macbeth and his Macbeth, really, you know, he couldn't refer to it by name. Whereas now he came out and said, look, we came up short in the Champions League, therefore the season's a failure, even knowing they're on the brink of winning the title.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with the former Aston Villa striker Tony Cascarino. Again, we had him earlier. This time, he's discussing his old club, claiming they're underachieving under Stevie G, Gerard.
It finished Leicester 0, Villa 0, an afternoon low on quality, but Villa do end their four-game losing streak. A first goalless draw for them this season and edges them a point clear from danger.
I think they're a better team than where they are at the minute. They've got a lot of good players there. Now, if you've got Ings and Watkins as two forwards, you think somewhere along the line... I mean, Ings has been actually disappointing for me. I thought he'd be a terrific signing for Villa, and he's not performed as well as I thought he would. I thought Leon Bailey coming to the club. I mean, he's had injury woes.
You're right. You know, there's excitement about him.
McGinn's a really good player. The boy, Jacob Ramsey's a good player. You know, potentially being a top player. So there's lots of good things at Villa. Matty Cash at fullback one side and, you know, Digne the other. Two centre-halves, I'm not quite sure if they gel that well. Konsa and Mings, yeah. I'm not sure. I'm still uncertain about that area. Good goalkeeper. So there's lots of things of why they're getting beaten so often. They're still underachieving, whatever way we look at it. And Steven Gerrard will be totally focused on that. I mean, look, he's done from the academy at Liverpool to Glasgow Rangers. He's got the stripes to go in and make big decisions this summer that will make Villa a better team next year.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy taking calls after Palace take on Leeds and, of course, everything else that I've just discussed. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.